Good morning. I know we just got done with math class, third hour, but let's have some more math anyway. Today's math equation is brought to us from the very familiar John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So do you see the math equation? Well, forgive me, but I'm going to color code. In blue, the first part is all about God's love. And then we add to that, in yellow, the sacrificing of His Son on the cross. And finally, for those who believe in Jesus, the result is eternal life. So we have God's love plus Christ's cross equals my salvation. Very, very simple, very beautiful equation for us that means life. But let's break it down a little further. The first part is in regard to God's love. And yes, He loves us enough to give us family and friends and a Christian education, a remarkable body designed with such intricacy and wisdom that man tries to imitate but will never duplicate. And He gives us a wide variety of wildlife and plant life for our enjoyment. I think He could have made all the flowers to be the same color. He could have worked it out that way, but He wanted us to enjoy His creation and all the variety in it. And not only that, but He provides in great abundance all the things that we need to live on this earthly life. But not only does it give us all those things, but when we see the word soul in our passage, it focuses our attention on part two. He so loved us, He loved us so much that He wanted to provide us with our greatest need, that of redemption by a Savior. And that redemption, part two now, can be broken down into three more parts. Yes, Christ did die for us on the cross, and that's obviously a huge part of redemption, but that only was one day of His life. That sacrifice would mean nothing if He had not first lived a perfect life, and that He did for 33 years. And then finally, after His death, He rose from the dead. We've read from the Apostle Paul that if Jesus had not risen from the dead, our faith would be futile and we would still be in our sins. I mean, what good would it do to have faith in a God who was dead and did not have the power over death? So the resurrection was a critical step in the redemption process. All of these steps were. I don't know about you, but I was confirmed back in the day by the late Pastor Robert Ryan, Carl's grandfather. Robert Ryan would, in our confirmation classes, would illustrate redemption as kind of a comparison of spiritual bank accounts. And he would, on the blackboard, he'd be doing this. Here's Jesus' account, and he lived a perfect life. So he was stacking all those righteousnesses all up and down that ledger. And on the other side of the coin, he had no sins. He had no debts. So rich in righteousness, but no debts. Conversely, on our when you look at our account, we significantly lack any righteousness. Plus, we keep racking up debts to the point where there's no way we could even begin to repay them. But then Pastor Ryan would go to the board and he'd write that term, vicarious atonement. And he would explain that Jesus took our place. And in so doing, He switched accounts with us. So he took our debts and he erased them, and then he transferred into our account all of his righteousnesses. But our debts didn't just simply disappear. They had to show up somewhere. And that's where his ledger came in. They showed up on his account. Now there go his righteousnesses over to our account, and then he took upon himself all of our debt. And for that, he had to pay with his life. So that's part two, the redemption. And in our passage now, the result, the part three, is that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It all equals salvation for you and for me. We have eternal life waiting for us in heaven. And it's important to note that not only did God love us so much to give us His Son, that perfect sacrifice, but He also sent us His Holy Spirit to give us the faith to believe in Jesus. And every time we meet, like now, around His Word, He strengthens our faith in Jesus. This is really a loaded passage, and it's an equation that adds up for life, for us. It's beautiful, and it's very simple. Now let's take a look at the other John 3:16. I'm talking about 1 John 3:16, actually. Same writer, different book, same chapter and verse. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. Now, this passage changes our equation a little bit, doesn't it? It connects God's love with the cross by using the word is. God's love is the cross. And why does God connect His love with the cross? It was for my salvation. Salvation is what God came to earth to bring me. For my salvation, He lived that perfect life. For my salvation, He was crucified and He died. For my salvation, He rose from the dead. So now our math equation looks like this. God's love equals Christ's cross equals my salvation. The fact that I'm saved has nothing to do with me, and that has everything to do with God's love. My salvation starts with God's love, and God's love continues on. My salvation, so simple, so beautiful, so awesome, so worthy of my praise. Let's continue with a hymn of praise as printed on the screen. Benediction taken from another 3:16. This is from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen.